Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Israel is on high alert as the country marks 1 year since the war in Gaza began. A Hezbollah rocket attack has injured at least 10 people in northern Israel.
The Israeli port city of Haifa has been hit by rockets fired from Lebanon as Israel marks the first anniversary of the Hamas attacks that claimed more than 1,200 lives. The military says it's investigating how five rockets fired by Hezbollah managed to penetrate Israel's air defences. They hit a restaurant, a house and a main road. Another exploded in the northern Israeli city of Tiberias.
That is the BBC's Danielle Yovayetska. Just as the southeast back here is picking up the pieces after Hurricane Helene, another huge storm is approaching. Hurricane Milton expected to strengthen to a Category 4 when it hits Florida's Gulf Coast. That means winds could reach 155 miles per hour. WKMG-TV's Emily McLeod is in Florida's Seminole County.
Sandbag sites in Seminole County were open on Sunday. In Winter Springs, Nate Dorr says they're taking extra steps this time around.
We got kind of damaged, Hurricane Ian.
Mallory Newhouse was also at Central Winds Park on Sunday, preparing for Milton's arrival.
Even just with a little bit of rain, our windows kind of flood a little bit, so we're just preparing for the worst.
And over in Altamont Springs,
going to get like groceries later and stuff in case it's really bad.
John Horton Rutledge says they've never done sandbags until they realized their backyard flood.
So now we're going to prepare.
I'm Jim Crisula in North Carolina. The Biden administration has agreed to a request from North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to send an additional 500 active duty troops to flood decimated western North Carolina. Some 1,000 soldiers from Fort Liberty, North Carolina, and Fort Campbell, Kentucky, had already been mobilized to help flooding victims in the North Carolina mountains.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now up to at least 233. 119 of them are from North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris went on the Call Her Daddy podcast on Spotify, where she spoke on a range of topics, including the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
He who, when he was president, hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. And they did just as he intended, and there are now 20 states with Trump abortion bans.
The Democratic nominee will also appear in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes on a special Monday night edition. It was a star-studded night at the 50th anniversary of the American Music Awards special airing on CBS. Mariah Carey performed a medley of hits. Other performers, Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, Green Day, and Jennifer Hudson. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Way too hard to call the game. Way
Sync Radio After Hours. We kicked off this last hour with a double dip of local goodness from Brett Newsky. See Brett live in Green Bay on 10/12 or in Appleton on 11/16. All this localness is powered by Halloween at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday the 26th, with live music from Honey Shot. There's drink specials and a costume contest worth $400 for first place. More information, go to LazyElfLounge.com. So what is next in the After Hours? Well, you guessed it, more local music that you can see and hear on your own, like Too Sick Charlie, live at the Red Rooster on 10/9, and heard now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Leaving you.
That was West Side Andy doing a few shows at Otto's on the West Side, October 8th, and then on the 15th. Don't have a pencil or a pen to write that information down while you're driving? Well, we've got you covered. Check out Max Inc. Radio on all those social media things that are out there. Not only not social media, not your speed. Well, we also have that website, maxincradio.com, or message us using that Civic Media app. Who knows? Jimmy might even give you directions to that next Mascot Theory show at the Barrymore. It's Flannel Fest, and it's back 11/16. And this is Wrong Side on Max Inc. Radio.
As I try to find my place here on the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. On the wrong side. Yeah, the wrong side. Oh, and all the folks that care for me tell me it's okay to be
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar, it wants to see a new place. And I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. What's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tire of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is a ringing pretty low. All tuned up and I'm ready to go. So come on, baby, I'm Carolina bound. Oh, guitar, let's go. Turn me down. You thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone. We're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, having all sale time. Hey, well, the guitar singing is a pretty
get me my hometown in the state of North Carolina.
Come on, get down, let's go!
Something, maybe ask you guys to be a better. How you guys feeling? All right, we want to say thank you to the dancers. We're gonna thank you a couple more times tonight if you keep doing it. For sure.
Who let him in here?
I don't know. All right, now we want to tell you we can do real quiet, real quiet.
Nobody else.
Nate Gibson and the Star Dazers live at the Stoughton Opera House on 10/12. We heard Carolina Bound from them. Next up, Mad Town Mannish Boys and Hey Baby live at the North Street Cabaret on 10/11. Whiskey Row Saloon on 10/19. Those are two great shows, two great venues, too. Your ears have been blessed with the local goodness here on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. And the Rascal Theory is up next, literally on stage right now at the Full Mile Beer Company in Sun Prairie. This is Make Believe on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I know that you are impatient. I guess it's 5 after 9 o'clock. Another day that I've wasted. It's bitter if you fight it off. Is it not what you came for? I never know what I want. Could you come back tomorrow? You shake it off.
We took a break and then brought you back with Slow Pulp and then the Driveway Thrift Dwellers, King of Milwaukee. And you can only imagine His Royal Highness is listening to us on 101 The Shaw out there in Milwaukee. No matter what your level of royal status is, you can listen to us anywhere using that Civic Media app. And it's powered by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. We have more local music for you, them Coolie Boys, on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music.
People standing in the streets, never prepared for dignity. People walking in a line, even stepping out of town, saying it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Say it's okay. Chairs, look around, the chains ain't there. Yeah, we stick and lean like I slid it on my knee. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Got a right to use our voice. Time and place and not a choice. But the stones on which we speak, though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay.
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. After hours of Mag Zinc Radio, that was Nestor. So many live shows this summer. Right now, there's nothing new for them, but I know the Mamas are coming up shortly, and I know they're always part of all of their live events, so fingers crossed we'll have more information on other Mag Zinc Radio After Hours. Jada James now on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Just love to cry out here. been victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way.
That's going to do it for me. Catch Max Inc. Radio in the after hours each week right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I now know to Chicago, Miss Maddie starts calling me. She don't even ask if I miss her. With open arms, she'll always be. Meet me at the bar on State Street. We'll talk about the funk scene. With people everywhere, breathing in the air, dancing like they just don't care. No, no. Turn the key and hope for ignition. Land the rubber's gonna hit the road. I'm tired and I don't have a penny, but that's okay cause I'm heading home. I'm dreaming of a night on the terrace, the moon's gonna light the stage. The Joker's in the main, Joker's got it made, I wanna play the Peachtree game, no, no.
Miss Madison. I traveled down south to Miami. I wandered over to L.A. I look up in the sky and I'm dreaming. Miss Madison so far away. Now how you gonna dance with no music? You can't sing if there ain't a song. I call her on the phone, says she's all alone. The function's on the way back.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.